Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What's insane?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Hey, this is another podcast episode of Just Talking and my name is Kritika. I'm from India and I can proudly say I'm from the country that the whole world wanted to be friends with because we exported spices. Then the whole world fell in love with yoga and there seem to be more yoga centers in the USA now than here. Then a decade back, we began exporting software engineers. It still hasn't stopped. The West can't seem to be able to do without us because now we're even exporting our talent. The most famous one being, thanks to her recent wedding, Priyanka Chopra. You knew when she entered the industry that she wasn't going to be someone who just accepted what came her way. She made things happen. So when she went to Hollywood, all of India was like the group of relatives we all have. Everyone was so proud of her, watching everything she did, reading everything that was written about her. And then when she came back announcing she was going to marry someone from Hollywood, the reaction was pretty much what your relatives would have said, except this time it still was the whole country. What a hullabaloo there was, and I'm still not sure if they're done throwing wedding receptions in whichever part of the world they want to. But in this podcast, we're going to take you through the timeline of Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas, everything they were up to in 2018. The Grapevine says Priyanka and Nick Jonas' love story actually began in 2016. Graham Rogers was Priyanka's co-star in Quantico, and apparently Nick Jonas messaged him saying he thought Priyanka was wow. It didn't stop there. The man knew he had to slide into her DMs and he reportedly said, "I'm hearing from a few mutual friends that we should meet." She wrote back to him with her phone number because her team could read all his DMs. He sure knows the easiest way to get a girl's number. There was the Vanity Fair Oscars party in 2017, and that's where these two actually saw each other in real life. She walked in wearing Michael Kors, looking so great she was written about even here in India. And that's when Nick Jonas says he put down his drink, got down on one knee, and in front of all the people there, he said, "You're real. Where have you been all my life?" Really loudly. Maybe they watched too many movies that he began acting like that, but it worked and they convinced Priyanka's manager to let her stay a little longer for a drink, even though she had a car waiting outside to take her to the airport. After that eventful party, Priyanka headed to India and they continued texting each other. The next time they saw each other was 3 months later. Ralph Lauren had no idea what was brewing between them, but he invited them to wear his designs at the 2017 Met Gala. Can't really blame you if you didn't notice both of them together. All anybody had eyes for was Priyanka's dress because it became the material for so many memes in an instant. A week before the Met Gala, Priyanka and Nick met for drinks at New York City. And what did Priyanka do on her first date? It didn't end with one drink. She invited him over to her apartment. But it so wasn't like in the movies because when he did go there, Nick Jonas met her mother. And how does he exit? With a pat on her back. I mean, no matter how much you like a girl, who's gonna gather courage to kiss her when her mother's watching? They went to an LA Dodgers game together and by this time, people were really beginning to take notice of the both of them making so many appearances together. And apparently, that's when Nick Jonas called his mom and said he knew he was gonna marry Priyanka Chopra. Yeah, he just took her to a game. He's no player. At the game, Priyanka said Nick turned to her and said he loved the drive that she had. And she said it threw her off because the guys she'd been with before that had always told her the opposite. Quite a modern romantic, this Nick Jonas seems to know all the right things to say. They headed to Crete to celebrate Priyanka's birthday. They're married now and all, but it's best not to take chances of a rejection on a birthday. And Nick Jonas seems to be really smart because he waited for a bit after midnight. And just as her birthday ended, he got down on one knee and popped the question. And he says she was quiet for like 45 seconds, so he just told her he'd put the ring on her finger if she had no objections. No matter which part of the world you're from, the biggest event in a wedding is when the parents meet each other for the first time. So when Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra's families decided to meet, her fans were in for a surprise when she posted about it online. We've never known her to be a big revealer when it comes to her personal life. No matter how big a star you are, you do deserve some privacy. But she went all out posting pictures about their dates and just them doing their thing. And we were all treated to an online edition of a modern day love story. You can't say you weren't surprised when they got married. How many times have you read about celebrity relationships going quickly bust? And this seemed to be moving so fast. But Nick Jonas said his parents got married really early. Priyanka Chopra also said her parents met for the first time in Bareilly and they were married 10 days after they first met. I guess you always think your parents know what they're doing, and if your parents had quick marriages, you can have a quick marriage. Now, there was no end to all the talk about the wedding. There were quite a few weddings last year, but Deepika and Ranveer flew out of the country, did their thing and came back. Anushka and Virat flew out of the country, got married and came back. But Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas went out of their way to make sure we all knew what they were up to. And they included a lot of brands while they did this. Priyanka's bridal shower was held at an eatery in Tiffany. And reports say she wore like $1 million worth of Tiffany jewels. I don't know if she got to keep them. I mean, she's an actress, so I'm sure she's used to wearing pretty things and returning them. But $1 million worth of Tiffany jewels? There's a heist movie being written right there. And they also made a public statement about their wedding registry being on Amazon. If that isn't an endorsement, I don't know what is. But you won't be lying if you say you shopped in the same place Priyanka Chopra did. Nick Jonas put up sponsored posts for vodka and for scooters, and after all this, they received a lot of criticism for using their wedding as leverage for marketing themselves and making money. But hey, they're entertainers, they spot opportunities, why should a wedding stop them? The year ended with them tying the knot, but it wasn't just that. They had the wedding, followed by three receptions, one in New Delhi and two in Mumbai. Then the both of them went to Papa Jonas's house to celebrate Christmas with all of Priyanka's family in tow. And then they all went to Switzerland together for a New Year vacation. Once you hit 30, you're kind of done with partying at like 9 p.m. But not Priyanka Chopra. This was a whole month of partying. That's not all though. After Switzerland, they ended up in Caribbean. Probably need some sun, sea and sand after all that snow. And then they're gonna be throwing another massive reception in LA, with even the now royal Meghan Markle attending. I mean, she might be, but Priyanka and Nick's other friends from showbiz are gonna be there. Ellen, Kerry Washington, The Rock and Game of Thrones star Sophie Turner's gonna be there as well. After all those events in India, she's not gonna miss one in LA. What's coming up for them? They just got married and Priyanka had once said she wanted to have as many kids as possible, but now she said she's not gonna be taking any chances and she'll do the right thing at the right time. She's always been wise and careful, this one. That was one whirlwind romance they had right there. And with the number of biopics that are coming out, I won't be surprised if there's gonna be one about this love story, maybe with a cheesy title. But there's no need for that yet. Just follow them on Instagram and they'll tell you everything you need to know about them. I wonder what kind of movies she'll pick after this and how much time she'll waste on jet lag starting now. She didn't get crowned Miss World for nothing. She actually is all over the place. My name is Kritika and this is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.